Amy refused to look at Bobby, whose abrupt entry into her bedroom frightened her. She laid her hairbrush down and, with both hands, gathered her shoulder-length black hair behind her head and fastened it with a silver clip. Her face had lines of apprehension, and she had a brief anxiety that they might forever remain and spoil the beauty she held in pride. She could see him in the mirror as he shut the door behind him. He moved toward her. "I've had it," he said. "Please," she said, avoiding his angry stare at her in the mirror. "I'll kill him," he said. He had no right to threaten her. She'd never let him on. He was a nobody.